Hello, Basics. I am back. I am here. Abby is here from 14 Level Basic on Instagram or from this podcast if you know me from there. I'm here. I'm making a new episode. This is a new episode. I hope you're just as excited as I am because it's been a while. I've missed you. I've missed just talking into my headphone microphone and hoping that people will find this podcast and enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it and you end up stumbling across this, please leave a review or subscribe or something so that you can know when I post new episodes and follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, which again is also something I'm working on. But yeah, so a new episode is here. We're already in it. You know, life has been crazy lately. And so we're going to be talking about the craziness of the world we're living in right now. So our topic for today is going back to the office post-quarantine slash still sort of in quarantine, depending on where you are, slash not really, but we're also still in the pandemic and there's no actual plan to see like what's going on and what's going to happen. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm super excited because I've gone back to work, to the actual, been traveling, commuting to work, and I will be sharing some, you know, my basic internet history in this episode, but it's gonna be a little bit different because I'm not taking public transportation. So let me give you a little update on my life, what I've been up to, how I've been doing, what it's been like going back to work, and we're just gonna talk about it, and hopefully this will give you some calmness and not as like, oh my god, I have to go, like maybe you're going back to work and you're freaking out. Like, it's gonna be fine, it's gonna be good. Let's just talk about it. Okay, another life update on what I've been doing. So if you don't really care, then you can just fast forward past this section to where I'm talking about what it's been like at work. So right now I'm just going to tell you guys kind of what I've been up to, the hobbies I've been getting into, all the things I've been trying to kind of just get involved in and do and try to find ways to like fill up time, I guess. So yeah, like, and also just like, I never realized that just like, some of the things I would do that would be social or fun all revolved around either going out to eat or drinking alcohol, which is fine. Like, I enjoy those things and I love doing that with my friends and talking over food. You know, both of my heritages from my mom and my dad, revolve around food, and food was such a central part of like getting together and like seeing people. Not that we like didn't have hobbies, but like that makes sense of why that would be something I would enjoy with my friends. So aside from that, these are the things that I've been up to. So in the last episode, I talked about picking up roller skating, ordering roller skates, and I just kind of wanted to give you guys a little update on how that has been going. So I absolutely love my roller skates. I want to get so good at it. I want to be like those girls on TikTok and just like have super cute outfits and like dance and just like play such good music and just be like, you know the video of the guy with the cranberry juice listening to Fleetwood Mac on his skateboard? That's the vibe I want to be on my roller skates. I've gotten better. I wish I had more time to practice to get better, and also I wish I had a specific place that I could just go and practice. Over the summer, I would go to the parking lot at the school that is like right up the street from me, and that was working out fine. But now if I want to go during the week, I have to go somewhere else because school's in session. So I had a little bit of an idea to like go to the tennis courts in my town, but like I don't really want to like use something that's not really meant for that, but like also I might. So that has been kind of the most difficult thing. And then also, it's been getting darker earlier, so I don't have as much time after work to do roller skating. But yeah, I'm absolutely obsessed with them. I really want to buy like new wheels or just better ones for outside because I don't really know if indoor roller rinks are going to open or not. So at least maybe like in the winter time. Can you roller skate in the winter? Is it too cold and like they won't work? Is that like a stupid question? Anyway, so other than roller skating, I have been picking up, I've been trying to be more active. So roller skating is kind of part of that. But also I've been doing like legitimate workouts. And this kind of just came about. I joined a like cycling gym slash place that I had been to before. I had done some of their promotional rides and just never really signed up with them. And it wasn't that I didn't really enjoy the rides. It just, I mean, they're honestly, to join a cycling place, it's kind of expensive. So, and they were having a Labor Day sale, so that's one of the reasons why I signed up. But it's really expensive. And if you don't have a couple extra $100 lying around, like that's kind of hard. You know, one class is $30, but if you want to do more than one class, then you might as well buy the package. But then the packages are at least like $150. So it's also one of those things. Like they're great, but if you have the means to do so, then like that makes sense. So what I really like about the cycling classes is that it really pushes my limits to what I can do. If I'm working out by myself, if I'm at the gym, once something gets hard or I feel just like tired, I'm like, I'm done. I'm just gonna move on to the next thing and do that. And my idea used to be like, well, I'm doing something, so that means it should be doing at least a little bit of something. But with the cycling classes, it just really makes me like do more than I normally would. And I think also part of it is like the incorporation of music. It really helps me just like focus on what I'm doing. I just listen to the music, and if you can kind of tell how long you'll be doing a set or an interval thing based on the beat, based on the structure of the song, and all of those things. So that is also what I like about it. It's like, okay, this is the chorus, so I know we're going to be doing this until the chorus is over, then we're going to do something else. And they use the classes I used to take before I joined, like, and have gone to multiple classes would kick my butt. And they do kick my butt. Like, today's class was like, oh my God. But it gets easier. And if you take the same instructor, you kind of learn the structure of the class. And then you can kind of like plan how much you're going to put in at a certain point in time within the class. So I've been really enjoying that. And I love anything that seems like it's you don't really feel like you're working out. That's why I really picked up roller skating and even just like hiking. It's fun. It's still you're being still being active. It's still good for you, but it can be social. It can be just generally fun and you have a good time doing it. Where like the cycling class is a little bit more intense, and has a little bit more of like a mental focus, but I like that aspect as well. So speaking of like becoming more active and just doing things like more outdoors and stuff, I've been looking to get into like skiing or trying to like snowboard or something. And the funny thing is my dad always wanted us to get into it, but we just like me and my sisters were not interested. We were like, no, we'll just do like snow tubing or something. But now I'm like, it'd be kind of fun, like just something nice to do outside. I'm sure the ski places are gonna be really, really busy this year because people aren't gonna be able to do anything really inside and it'll be interesting. But those are the things I've been trying to do. And this is going over where I wanted it to be, but it's just gonna be long. So bear with me if you're still listening. If not, just fast forward to what you came here for. So then I've also been reading some books. I'm in two book clubs. But the one book club's kind of on hiatus. The other one is still kind of is just becoming active. So I'm reading Magic Lessons. It's the prequel to Practical Magic. Also still reading So You Want to Talk About Race, and also still reading The Testaments, the sequel to The Handmaid's Tale. So Yeah, I'm a little bit of a slow reader, but you know, 3 books at a time seems like a good goal to have. And then I have been painting a lot. I did paint do a lot of painting in quarantine, but I kind of picked it up again. I've been trying to paint some pictures for my friends as birthday gifts, just as something fun to give them. Not It doesn't really require going out to the store or buying anything. You know, I bought the canvases, I have the paint, and I've been trying to incorporate either a song that they really like and make the image about that, or like an artist, or something about them that they like. So I'm super excited about that. And those are the hobbies I've been up been what am I saying? Those are the kinds of things I've been picking up while I have some extra time and haven't really been able to like go out and do other things. So let me know what you guys have picked up, what kind of hobbies you've been up to, and or maybe something that you stopped doing. Like quarantine made you realize like I don't want to be doing this anymore. I'm totally switching gears and trying something else. Let me know. You can message me on Instagram and let me know. I don't really know if there's like a comment thing on here, but just find me on Insta, find me on some sort of social media, be like, hey, I listened to your episode, blah, 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 blah. Got it? Sounds good. And so when I'm not doing all of these hobbies I just mentioned, I am working. So now we're finally going to talk about what it's been like to go back to the office during the coronavirus pandemic. All right, so I have been going back to work physically in the workplace. I was gonna say office, but like I don't really work in an office. I work in a television studio. So back to the workplace during the coronavirus pandemic. And it has been an interesting experience so far. I'm so happy to be back at work physically in person. It just seems like I thrive when I'm at a place that I have to work rather than when I'm home and kind of just like have no one to talk to and just am home by myself. So during the week, I work from home and then on the weekends, I go to work. So I technically work 6 days a week, but the way that my schedule is and my call time is really like Saturday mornings. Or actually, like Saturday is my literally only day off. Anyway, so the protocols that the company I work for made going back to work so much easier and made me feel so comfortable. It was a little nerve-wracking because I just didn't really know what to expect, like how it was gonna be, and you know, I just really didn't know what it was gonna be like. So basically, like I'll just walk you through kind of like the protocols that we have right now just to get to work, like everything we have to do before even stepping foot into the building. So we ha initially just had to get tested before the first day we went back to work. Obviously, the test had to be negative. And then before every shift, we do like a telehealth call with a nurse and they watch us take our temperature. They basically clear us saying like they didn't have a temperature. They answered no to these questions. They're fine to go to work. They like send an email to the security office and then when we get to work, they like check our name. They have the temperature check, fine. Then we're allowed in the building. And then while we're in the building, we have to wear masks all the time. And then now they're implementing getting tested weekly. So that I'm a little bit more comfortable about because initially when they were like, oh, you have to get tested once, I was like, but how does that make any sense? Like we're all here every week. Anyone can interact with anyone at any point in time and then come to work and not show symptoms and then be positive, you know? So that is a new thing which makes me feel a bit more comfortable, but everything else at work as well has been amazing. So, while we're at work, obviously have to maintain social distance of 6 feet. Everything is kind of plexiglassed and all of that. So that was an adjustment. So those are kind of just the protocols that the company I work for had implemented, and I know that that's not necessarily the case for every company or every workplace. And if it's not, I think the best thing you could do is try to implement your own kind of schedule. So if maybe you go and get tested every week if you can or and are able to, and maybe you have, I have a little section here on advice, but that I guess I'll just leave until the end. So next, I'm going to go into kind of just like how it made me feel and what it was, how I felt while going back. Okay, so initially when I got the email that they're heading back into the studio, could you work these days? I was like, oh my God. Yes, of course, like sign me up. I will work every single day you need me to. Like, I cannot wait to get back into the studio and I cannot wait to see everybody. Like, I missed everything about it. I was like, when can I come in? Like, what do I need to do just to get there, you know? And I think a little bit of me had this idea that everything was kind of gonna be like how it was before. And I feel like that's a really important thing to kind of get in the front of your mind, is that whatever you knew before coronavirus does not exist anymore. It is not there. It's done. We're in a new world right now. So, at least the way I saw it was like, I even felt this when I was home during like lockdown quarantine. You know, you're home, you're doing your thing, you're out in your yard, you're out and about in your neighborhood. And then you would kind of like go to the grocery store or go somewhere where it was like a high volume, lot of contact place. And you're like, oh, yeah, no, like we have to wear a mask. Like this is real. We need to protect ourselves. Where like if you're in your neighborhood, it's kind of like spread out. If you're like out and about in your pool, whatever, it's not really, it's there, but you kind of have like a disconnect from it. Where going back to work, you are seeing it in front of your face every single day. Everyone's wearing a mask. There are a million things that are separating you from other people. And it's just not a natural feeling. You know, humans are meant to interact and to feel a contact from another human being. Even doesn't have to be physical contact, but even just, verbally. And that really struck a chord with me. I really kind of felt a little sad. I worked 4 days once during the week, and I think the second day and third day, I had a difficult time. I just kind of showed up to work and didn't really know how to feel about being there. Like, obviously, I was happy to be there. I love my job and I love working there. Don't get me wrong. But I guess, it was kind of this like, and this was, everyone was kind of back for the first time. So I feel like now the vibe isn't really like that anymore. Everyone's kind of in their routine. We kind of like, okay, this is the new normal. This is what we're dealing with. But when we first started back up again, I felt like there was a little bit of this, like, everyone was happy to be working. Everyone was happy to be there. Everyone was happy to see each other. But there was this underlying thing of like, there's a pandemic going on right now. Our world is literally all over the place. We have no guidance. We have no plan. We don't know what's gonna happen. And I felt that so much. Maybe that was just me, but I really felt that. I felt that in the vibe of the place. But like I said, I think it's changed a little bit. Everyone's a little bit more comfortable being back, and we kind of have our own protocols and other things that we follow that make people feel a little bit more comfortable and safe. So, and this was the biggest thing for me. The one thing that I think I never realized, and I kind of even have to remind myself now, like I really miss seeing people's full faces. And I never realized how much I enjoyed seeing people smile, or just, how their face looks like when they're happy or they're somewhere and you can tell based on a person's face, how they're feeling, what they're thinking. And I never realized how much information I get when socially interacting with people based on their facial reactions or facial gestures. I feel like sometimes I'm a little bit of a socially awkward person sometimes. So not having that, I was like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? Like, I am freaking out. And it really was like an adjustment thing where I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And honestly, my parents were like, you're going to have to get used to it because this is not going away anytime soon. Like, you're just going to have to get over it and figure something out. And I also realized that, you know, sometimes you just like make eye contact with people and you smile at them. You don't necessarily say like, hi, how are you? Or like, hey, how you doing? You kind of just say like, you smile like to say like, hello. I sometimes I still do it and I'm like, you're an idiot. They cannot see your face. And it's really kind of forced me to be more verbally social and just say hello to people. And that has been a really interesting experience for me, while being at work and even just interacting with people in general, but especially at work with coworkers. And it's just a very interesting experience. And I feel a lot better now about it. Feel more comfortable. I feel like everyone is kind of in the same boat. They kind of probably feel the same way. And I feel like once I realized that, it made me feel a bit more comfortable. And I think everyone's kind of in the groove of everything. And it's just a better vibe, I guess. So yeah, that is how going back to work made me feel. So now I'm going to give you some advice on kind of what to do to go back to work and how to be maybe the safest way. First, I think you should go to the CDC website and read whatever they are suggesting people do or companies to do and implement them into your workplace or bring them up to your supervisor and say, this is what CDC is saying. We need to be following these rules. And aside from that, I think, like I mentioned before, to create your own protocol plan if there isn't one implemented. So whether that be you get tested every week, maybe you get tested every other week, every weekend, something like that, if you're able to. Obviously, I know that the access to tests and things like that are not the same for everybody. So if you're able to, then do that. If you maybe aren't able to do that, some other things I feel like you could do would be to bring your own cleaning products or use the ones that hopefully would be provided for you from your employer. But if not, bring your own. Wipe down your workplace area before and after you leave. And then any place that you're interacting, like if you're going to go to the break room before you touch the door or you touch the refrigerator or something, then you wipe that down to take your food out, like the handle. You take your food out, you close it, then wipe it down again so that the next person who uses it, it's always clean. This is kind of at my job, part of my job is I work as just like an assistant. That's what I do. I hand people their food and hand people their drinks. So not everyone is going in and out of the refrigerator. So obviously I know some companies aren't able to just have someone do that as a job, but to help that issue of the contact on the refrigerator or door handle, to always just be cleaning those kinds of places. Obviously wear your mask inside at all times, stay 6 feet away from people, and obviously don't handshake anyone or anything of that nature. So if you have anything else to add or want to know anything else, feel free again to reach out to me, comment, do whatever you need to do, and I'd be happy to like share it on my story or something. But that's kind of just the advice I feel like I've found to, obviously bring your own hand sanitizer. How could I forget? Hand sanitizer, obviously, and wash your hands with soap and water. And yeah, those are important. So do those things if you're a little bit nervous and if you feel like there's not a legitimate plan or a plan that will work, then kind of create your own to make yourself feel better. Maybe it's not going to be as grandiose as mine, the one that has been planned out for me, but something that you're like, okay, I know if I do this, then I'll feel better about going back to work. All right, so I wanted to end this episode on like a more happier note, just because I feel like it can be a lot to listen to things that we just hear all the time, like the news always talking about coronavirus, what's this, what's that, what are the numbers, how many cases there are, how many, you know, it's a lot. It is a lot. So I'm gonna be doing my basic internet history. The way I'm just gonna do it is I'm gonna go in my history on my computer right now, and I'm just gonna see the kind of stuff that I was Googling. And maybe we can find something interesting to talk about. Okay, this is called Loop, and it's called Loop X by Ulta. This is a new thing they're implementing. I was on Ulta's website and I just ordered a bunch of skincare. But I'm pretty sure this is like you sign up for this product called Loop, and it's a reusable packaged personal care stuff, but I think it's only specific brands. But they send it to you in these bottles, and then when you're done, you like send them back. So they're able to recycle them, and you're not wasting a product on packaging and not able to recycle it, because I really hate how most beauty products are not recyclable, like their packaging. I'm like, what is the point of this? Why? Like Drunk Elephant, none of their stuff is recyclable, I'm pretty sure. Like it's made out of the, like, yeah, the packaging is good to protect the products, but like, so what am I supposed to do with this empty container? Like throw it in the garbage so it goes in a landfill? No, thank you. Even The Ordinary, I love their products and I've been using them, but I really don't want to just throw out their, I mean, they're made out of glass, so that's recyclable, but like the droppers, the actual top part of the dropper is not recyclable. And they have a recycling program, but like, who's going into friggin' Soho to drop them off? Not this chick. So that is a really cool thing. I'm gonna be signing up for that later. Let's see what else is in this history. Let's scroll down here. Yes. I looked up Marquee NYC. This is like so random. So I have this TikTok that's in my drafts that I don't really know if I'm ever gonna post, because I think I misspoke in it, and I'm like, oh, I had my sorority formal at Marquee, but I don't think we did. I think we were going to, and then we didn't. But then maybe we did. I don't remember it though being way over here on 10th Avenue. I'm pretty sure there was a place that everyone would go to, and it was in like Midtown, and it wasn't this place. I don't know. So I looked up Marquee. I know that's like not super interesting. You're probably like, what the heck, girl? Like, do we care? No. Honestly, I don't know if anyone ever cares about this segment, but I think I really enjoy it. So I looked up how do you know if you're losing your elasticity in your skin? I didn't really find an answer, but I was looking up if I should use the buffet and copper peptides or just the regular buffet from The Ordinary. So I just went with the copper peptides, but I ended up ordering both of them by accident. So I'm giving one to my sister. And then there's really not, I'm like, okay, let's just like, okay, this was the other idea in case it wasn't really anything. I feel like you people, oh my God. I feel like you guys are like, okay, this is not interesting. So now I'm just on Twitter and I'm just gonna scroll through and see if I find anything that I can talk about, like Ariana Grande tweeting, "I can't wait to give you my album this month." Excuse me, what? She's coming up with an album? That will be really interesting. I wonder if she's going to stick with the same sound as Thank You Next, or kind of venture off into something else. I really hope it's something different, because I feel like between Sweetener and Thank You Next, it was kind of similar, and I think we need something new from her. I think we need a new look from her. Like, I love her ponytail, but like, she needs to switch up her image a little. Ow, I just hurt myself. So this is a meme from the New Jersey Gov Twitter, my favorite. And it says, well, I guess it's Newark versus Newark, and it's like Newark, Delaware, and then Newark, New Jersey. And it's kind of funny if you're from New Jersey, but if you're not, you're probably like, why do I care? This person says, how do you release a song? I guess I should say that this is It's Keon. How do you release a song in 1977 and it's still being bumped constantly in 2020? Because Fleetwood Mac is amazing, obviously. They're like, because music from the 70s, 60s, and 80s is like top. What is the term? Top tier? Yeah, it's top tier, bro. Like, literally, like, who are we kidding? That's literally all I listen to. And then, like, some new stuff. Let's see what else I can talk about. Let's see what else I can talk about. How do you guys like that singing? Let me know if you would like to hear more of that because okay, this is a gender reveal and I'm sorry. They need to stop. I think they're so tacky. I think they're so stupid. Like you're having a child, you're revealing their gender. Like I just feel like it's like this is stuck in some sort of time warp. Does not fit what 2020 or modern times even is about. Like you're revealing, throwing this huge party to reveal the gender of your child, but yet there's this other rhetoric of like people can, I don't want to say choose their gender because if they feel a certain way and they feel that they're a different gender than what they were born as, then that's what their gender is, period. So like it's weird to be like, oh my God, we're having a boy, but it's like, well, what if you that boy grows up and then if you know feels that they are not that and they feel that they are more a girl. Like I just feel like it doesn't make sense, and maybe I hope I really articulated that well because I really hope I do because I'm not trying to like say the wrong thing, but like I just don't get the point. Like my gender reveal will be when I'm giving birth to my baby in the hospital and they're pulling the baby out and it's like, oh my God, look, the baby is this. That's it. That's all I'm gonna have as a reveal, to see. This is like so ridiculous. It's like these blow up like dolls and they're fighting and then the boy wins. Like what? This is so stupid. They need to st people need to stop. People need to stop. So, I guess that is gonna be. Let's see, I'll do one more and then I will wrap it up because I feel like I don't really have anything else to say. So, let's see, let's see, let's see, let's see. Okay, this is kind of fun. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, here we go. This is from In All My Dreams 13 on Twitter, and it says, so what Taylor Swift breakup song are you based on your sign? So I'm gonna do all of my signs, like my sun sign, my rising sign, and my moon sign. So my sun sign is Capricorn, white horse. Wow, that is so accurate. I had like a little bit of a heartbreak. It was just a little bit. Like now I was like, whatever, like why did I even waste my time? But I listened to White Horse on repeat so many times, it's not even funny. So then my rising sign is Taurus. Forever and always piano version. Yes. Oh my God. That was my song. I would listen to that all the time when I was in like high school when the album came out, Fearless. Ooh, these are so good so far. All right, moon sign. I already looked at it, but I'm really excited to say it. My moon sign is Virgo, and I have the All Too Well, and we know that. That freaking song gives me goosebumps every single time I listen to it. Again, when I was having that little bit of a heartbreak, you know, moment 2 summers ago, my sister was like, stop playing this song. Like, I don't want to be sad. And I'm like, this song is literally speaking to me. I mean, I wasn't, it's that song's like about like a legitimate relationship. This wasn't really anything that serious, but you know what? It still made us feel a certain type of way, and that song is so good. I guess I'll read the other ones because you're probably wondering, like, okay, but like, what if those aren't my signs? I want to know mine. So I'm gonna read them, and then I will wrap up this episode of 14 Level Basic, Bantering with 14 Level Basic. I literally forgot the name of my podcast. That's terrible. Okay, so Aries is Picture to Burn, Taurus, Forever and Always Piano, Gemini, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Cancer, If This Was a Movie, I love that song. Leo, Dear John, I actually could see that. My best friend's a Leo. 100%. Virgo, all too well. Libra, all you had to do was stay. My other friend is a Libra. I don't know if that would be her song, but I'll give it. Scorpio, I wish you would. Sagittarius, I always say that wrong. I forgot that you existed. Capricorn, White Horse. Aquarius, the moment I knew. And Pisces, I almost do. My sister's a Pisces, and 100% she would listen to that song. The moment I knew, my sister's also Aquarius, but like, I don't really know if she likes that song. But she loved the Red album. Like, she had it. So that's saying a lot. All right. So if you're still listening at this point, thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review it on wherever you listen podcasts. Subscribe and follow me on Instagram, 14 Level Basic. And I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will be trying to post more episodes soon, and also will be trying to post more on my YouTube channel. I really want that to take off and like want to do that seriously, but I also have like zero time. So we're gonna make time, all right? We're gonna do the things, all right? We're all gonna be doing the things we want and that are gonna propel us to be happy and the things allow our goals to come true. And yeah, so again, thanks for listening, and I will see you or talk to you in the next episode of Bantering with 14 Level Basic.